Hello, I'm Jeffrey Lugd with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. Randy Holthouse of the OIG's Office of Program Evaluation joins us to talk about a report titled EPA's Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment. Obtainable records show EPA followed required procedures without bias or predetermination, but a possible misuse of position noted. Randy, why did the OIG decide to pursue this evaluation?
Well, we received several congressional inquiries and hotline complaints, and so we decided to evaluate allegations that were made that EPA exhibited bias in conducting its Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment.
Some listeners may not know where the Bristol Bay Watershed is or what it's known for. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. The watershed is located in southwestern Alaska, and according to the EPA, the watershed streams, wetlands, and other aquatic resources support world-class, economically important commercial and sport fisheries for salmon and other fishes. The watershed also supports a more than 4,000-year-old subsistence-based way of life for Alaska Natives and is home to 25 federally recognized tribal governments. The watershed also includes what is known as the Pebble Deposit, which is an underground area that contains large mineral deposits, including copper and gold.
Would you tell us why the EPA decided to conduct its assessment of Bristol Bay?
Well, back in February 2011, EPA decided to conduct an assessment on the Bristol Bay watershed in response to a petition submitted to EPA by six tribes in May of 2010. EPA's assessment was to determine the significance of the region's ecological resources and evaluate the potential impact of large-scale mining on those resources.
Okay, when the agency's assessment was completed, what happened next?
About 3 years later, in January 2014, EPA published its assessment. Then the following month, in February, the EPA stated that it intended to proceed under its Clean Water Act authority to review potential adverse environmental effects that could result from mining the Pebble Deposit. In July 2014, EPA issued a proposed determination to restrict the use of certain waters in the watershed related to mining activities. As of today, however, due to lawsuits that were filed, no further action has been taken by the EPA on this matter.
Randy, let's shift gears. In a nutshell, would you discuss the findings of the OIG's report?
Sure. First of all, based on the information available to us, we found no evidence of bias in how the EPA conducted its Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment or that the EPA predetermined the assessment outcome to enable them to initiate a Clean Water Act Section 404C process. We found that EPA's assessment appropriately included sections on the three primary phases discussed in the agency's ecological risk assessment guidelines. We also found that EPA met requirements for peer review, provided for public involvement throughout the peer review process, and followed procedures for reviewing and verifying the quality of information in the assessment before releasing it to the public. We did find, however, that one former EPA employee who retired in 2013 acted in a manner that was a potential misuse of his position.
Now, did you encounter any limitations in what you were able to review?
Yes. Unfortunately, we could not review all of the emails that we wanted to from that specific retired employee's EPA email account.
What was this employee's role?
Well, he was an EPA ecologist based in Alaska and at a staff level was responsible for implementing and overseeing Clean Water Act provisions for parts of Alaska, and he was also a technical lead for the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment.
How many emails were missing?
There were about 2 years of missing emails for the retired employee during the 2007 to 2009 timeframe.
So you were unable to review many months of his work emails. Given that, couldn't you just get the necessary information directly from the employee?
No, as I mentioned earlier, the employee had retired at this point, and where he is living is unknown. We attempted to obtain emails from the former employee's personal, non-work-related email account in Alaska, but the attorney representing the former employee refused service of a subpoena that we issued in March 2015, stating that she was not authorized to accept service of the subpoena on behalf of her client.
Randy, what were you able to conclude with the information that you did have about this employee's actions?
Based on information we received from another attorney in Alaska that represented the six tribes who petitioned EPA, we found that the employee used personal, non-governmental email to provide comments on a draft Clean Water Act Section 404C petition from the tribes before the tribes submitted it to the EPA. This action was a possible misuse of position.
Why does the OIG consider the possible misuse of position an issue?
Well, there are basic standards of ethical conduct that executive branch employees must follow, and one of those is that federal employees remain impartial in dealings with outside parties, especially if those parties are considering petitioning or have petitioned the agency to take action on a particular matter.
Randy, thanks for talking with us today about the findings of your report. For more information on this report and other Office Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov /OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.